This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban has urged U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to stick to a 2020 troop withdrawal peace agreement, describing it as the most effective way of ending the war in Afghanistan. The insurgent group's chief peacemaker addressed an open letter to the American public asking U.S. citizens to hold their government to account over implementing the terms of the agreement. The Trump administration signed the agreement with the Taliban last year in Qatar's capital, Doha, on February 29th. The pact requires all U.S. and NATO troops, as well as other individuals associated with the war effort, to leave Afghanistan by May. The Biden administration is reviewing whether the Taliban is living up to its commitments before deciding whether to withdraw the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops from Afghanistan and end what has been the longest military engagement in U.S. history. On Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg echoed concerns that the insurgents do not intend to seek a peaceful settlement to the conflict. Stoltenberg said the alliance will not remove troops from the country before the time is right, and he urged the Taliban to do more to allow for the possible drawdown of roughly 10,000 foreign forces. Belarusian security forces searched the homes of journalists and human rights activists in several cities across the country Tuesday, intensifying a crackdown on mass protests against veteran President Alexander Lukashenko. Police searched the homes of 25 members of the Independent Belarusian Association of Journalists and the human rights organization Vyazna 96, and this is according to that rights group. More than 33,000 people have been detained in a violent crackdown following an election last August. This is VOA News.